Good morning, everybody. You know, you were in Luke 22. One of the things, and I don't know how much this relates, but I know that I could relate to this because I tell you what, one of the things that you were talking about that word, just that word converted for me. Look, praise the Lord. As I'm looking across, the Lord has a lot of work to do with us. Quite frankly, we got a ways to go. I mean, we are wanting to come together of the same mind, the same spirit, into His body and to do His will. And I've seen the Lord do a mighty work within this body, quite frankly. And I've been, all I could sit back and say is praise the Lord. I mean, and I as I see people come together for the bell tower, I see people come together and we get the speaker thing and, you know, I mean, these kinds of things. And it's not that the things that are getting done is the thing that is like establishes a thing of, oh man, you know, we're coming together. No, it's just the fact of the Lord using those things to bring us together to be a part of one thing. And that's His will. But as I see these things going on, it's exciting. But yet, you know, I remember getting up this morning and I confessed that it was I just knew that I needed to get with the Lord. Now, I mean, every morning I need to get with the Lord, but this was a place where I just needed to go and get in my closet and get with the Lord. And what I started doing was I started coming to Him about all kinds of things. And I started, you know, we sing that song, Cast Your Care Upon Him. And I was doing just that and repentance. Because I know within me, within myself and all these things that there was just a lot to get repent of, to get shed of, to turn around. And that part where He's talking about converted there. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted. And I want to highlight that word converted there because it's a place of turning around and a place of repentance and going the other direction. It's kind of like a renewing of the mind, you know. And what you have with Peter is that you've seen. It's interesting that Jesus says, when thou art converted, that implies that he has not been converted yet. And you've seen Peter when he, what you were just reading in John and how the Peter denied Jesus three times and where he was going back to this place was, after all that time he spent with Jesus, the 3 years that he had with Jesus there and under discipleship with Jesus, he has figured he has messed up to the point of no return. So what does he do now? I go fishing. I've screwed up. There's no hope. What does Jesus do? He comes and he says, here I am, Peter. Cast the net on the other side of the boat. It's the Lord, you know. I mean, I can imagine the excitement that he has there that he's not yet cast off. Okay. And it's through that experience and through that converted, and then he gets baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then he starts walking in that power. And you've seen the power that he walked in where the shadow would overpass people and they would be healed. Peter had that understanding after that of what the gospel was. And what that gospel was to him personally. and how Jesus Christ died on the cross for His sins. Not just, as Scripture says, not just for His sins, but the sins of the whole world. But He knew that gospel personally. Personally. And see, what Peter walked in after that was Peter walked in the power of the gospel and the power of Jesus' resurrection. And so I know just this morning as I'm going through there and I'm hitting my knees and I'm coming to that place before the Lord and just in repentance, it's that place of where being converted in the sense of, man, if we're going to preach the gospel, we need to live by the gospel. That is our only hope. That is our only hope. Is what Jesus did on that cross for you. And that place of coming into that place where you need the gospel and what that gospel is to you personally. Each and every single one of you. And I know coming into that place where I was this morning was just a place of just all out repentance because I know I need Him. And I needed to apply the gospel to me. To my heart. For what I have done in here. And when you come to that place of and you're just kind of awestruck that the Lord still yet has anything to do with you, all you can say is praise God. We sing that song, Amazing Love. I keep bringing that song up. I love that song. But the reason why, I mean, it's my King. How should He die for me? How could this be? Yet still dealing with me. Yet still dealing with you. How amazing is that love? And see, when you can touch and taste and know that love of Christ and how He shed His blood for you and He shared that love with you and had mercy on you personally, that is something you can yet share with somebody else that needs it. But it is coming to that place where you recognize you need it. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. I remember David preaching up here one time and I was thinking about where he says first, second, last name, sinner. Yet Christ died for the ungodly. I just wanted to hit on that a bit because that's where our hope is. That's what we rest in. And it's so relieving to be able to rest in just that. Because I can't rest. It's all right. But I can't rest in anything else but His goodness and His love and what He has done. That's my only hope. That's your only hope. That's it. Now, I don't know, I might be done just right here. No, I'm not. You know, I've been listening to the 7 steps walking in the Spirit. And one of the things that was the steps that I want to kind of hit on is, remember where the Lord tells Joshua to be what? Strong and of a good courage. Well, in doing that, okay, being strong and of a good courage is something all of us ought to walk in. That was a commandment given to Joshua, but it's also something that we all ought to walk in. Now, when I was talking about being in that place of rest, what we rest in is in Him, in His goodness, and in His love. And one of the biggest things that holds us back from doing just that is fear. Fear is one of those things that can absolutely cripple you from doing the Father's will. Is fear. And fear is not a natural, let me put it this way. Fear is not a human feeling, a natural human feeling. No, this fear is, it's a spirit. It's a spirit of fear. And as, you know, I was listening to those things, how do we battle that spirit of fear that comes upon us? That comes to trip us up, to get us off course. The enemy loves using it. Well, we battle that with another spirit. We battle that with the Holy Spirit. That's how we do it. Now, we will react emotionally to that spirit. And it was interesting how Davey, you know, came across that, and as he was mentioning those things, it's kind of like a stove, it's like a hot, you have a hot burner, okay? And what happens if when you touch that hot burner is that it burns you, okay? And then you react emotionally to that hot burner. But that hot burner is not a part of you, is it? It's not a part of your hand, is it? That's just like the spirit of fear. It's like that hot burner. And when you touch that thing, that spirit of fear hits you, what happens? You react emotionally to it. And it gets you all discombobulated. It gets you going left. It gets you going right. It gets you going anyway, but going forward in what the Lord has. Now, how are you going to be strong and of a good courage if you're reacting to that spirit of fear, or that spirit of fear is hitting you? You're not. So what you do is you get shed of that spirit of fear. You cast that thing out. When that thing hits you, you get rid of it. How? By the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Because in Timothy, there is much here, and I want to start reading 1 Timothy, because Timothy, he was having a hard time. He was. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Being mindful of thy tears. Timothy was struggling. Why would he have tears if he wasn't struggling? He was struggling. He was given a charge. over the church. We just went through Timothy. There was a stand-up order for him to stand in. That's what that charge was. And he was to follow that out. And I'm sure that he has gotten much resistance. And the enemy has wanted to come steal, kill, and destroy. And he had people there that was probably hard for him to stand in. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When I call to remembrance the unfaith faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Look, that gift of God, put it in remembrance to stir up that gift of God. Paul baptized him in the Holy Spirit. I mean, he prayed over him. That was the gift, being baptized in that Holy Spirit. To use that gift, man, if you let that thing, if you don't use it, you don't ever take heed to it, you don't ever, what good is it? I was talking this morning about getting rid of some stuff that I don't use anymore, that we don't use here in the chapel, we don't have much use of. But to what? Get shed of it. Because we don't use it. If you don't use something, it goes stale, grows faint. It's kind of like, I don't remember if you remember the conference where he's talking about charging up the batteries. You don't use that battery, what happens to that battery? The charge goes out of it. That's the best description to use. And eventually it can become dead. But he's telling them what? They stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on my hands. Saying you have it. Many of us have been baptized by the blood, of course, I think everyone in here has. By water. Many of us have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Okay, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. There you go. That's what the Word says. The Lord calls it, it's a spirit of fear. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. That is not of Him. That's not to be a part of you. Just like that burner's not to be, is not a part of you. It's not the part of you either. It's not a part of you either. You don't have to have it. It hits us, we react all kinds of crazy when it happens. I know I've been there. Too many times just this past week. It might be the thing I was repenting of. Acted away too often. But this is what the Lord's given us. The Lord hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what Jesus has given us. And see, if we have that, we can be strong and of a good courage. And that's what we ought to be. Why? Because we don't rest in ourselves. We don't rest in the things that we can do or what we can't do or what we can accomplish or what we can't accomplish. No, we rest in the power of God. I mean, we're talking about the power of God. God, the one who spoke things into existence. The one that said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be men, and he goes on and on and on. Spoke things into creation. We don't rest. That's what we rest in. We don't rest in our own strength, our own might. We don't rest in those things. We rest in Him, His power. Now, look, if you're resting in His power and in His might and in His strength, what can harm you? Nothing. Nothing. Men can try to destroy this flesh, but can't do nothing with your soul. Nothing to your soul. That's what we're supposed to be resting in. And we got a Father who loved us. While we were at our worst, while we were yet sinners. Absolutely bottom of the pit. Screwed up to the most. He died for you. That's a loving Father. That's a Father we can trust. And then He wants to empower you to go forward and to do His will. And to share that same love that He's given to you and share that with others. We ought to know by now His love. We ought to know. We know the testimony of what He's done for us. We've experienced it. We have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So we ought to walk in it. But I wanted to share that with you. Because it's time for us not just to hear the Word. We can read it. We can hear it. It's time for us yet to do it. I love that song, Casting All Our Care Upon Him. For He careth for you. As I'm looking at this, He's given us everything we need yet to go forward. Everything we need. And as the Lord is bringing us together, let's put and focus our eyes on Him. Because He is doing a mighty work. Let's go to Him. Let's live by the gospel. By the hope that He's given us. Let's live by the power of the gospel. Let's rest in that. And it's coming to that place where if we can just do just that, there's nothing that can stop you. Now I tell you, when you start walking in that anointing and in that power, the enemy hates it. He wants to come, steal, kill, steal, and destroy. That is his M.O. Look, he's already defeated. His butt has gone down. Right now, he's just going to try to take many people as he possibly can down with him. Don't go down that road with him. He'll use everything against you. He'll use your flesh. He'll use that spirit of fear. He will use all kinds of things to get you derailed from moving forward in Christ Jesus. But we have something much stronger, much better, that can't hold a candlestick to what the Lord has. Nothing. Not even death has victory over us. And we need to come to that knowledge of Him and His goodness and what that gospel is and how that is for you. Each and every one of you can go to Him for anything. You can lay it all down. And lay it all down. for Him. Lay it down. Give it to Him. We sing that song, Trading in Our Sorrows. I love that song, man. Lay it all down. We go out and in this world, man, we get dirty. We get filthy. We get all kinds of screwed up. Our minds get caught up on so many things that are not important that we chase around. That is just garbage. Fears, worries, all kinds of nonsense. Pride, all kinds of stuff. But that's not what we're to be about. Let's get shed of all that garbage. Let's lay down that pride. Let's lay down that self-righteousness. Let's lay down that high-mindedness. Let's lay it all down. Let's cast out that spirit of fear by the power of the Holy Ghost, which He has given unto us. Let's quit accepting the crap that the enemy feeds us through this old man. Let's quit accepting it. Take no heed to it. Take none. Don't give it an inkling. Don't give it an inch. But stand in the power of what He has done. Casting out, where's that scripture? Casting out everything that every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Cast it out. We're His body now, folks. He's given us the power. We are to be casting these things out. We are to be trampling under our feet. There's no power of the enemy that can harm us. That's what we're to walk in, folks. That's what He's given us. That's the gift that He's given each and every single one of us. Let's stand in that. Not in presumption, but according to His Word, we submit ourselves unto Him. Let's walk in that. So many times we get beat up, we get messed up, we get all these things, and we blame others for it, or we blame God for it, or we blame any other situation for it. No, He's given you the power. He's given me the power to rise above those circumstances, those situations, and all the power of the enemy. He's given that to us. It's for us now to walk in it. To the furtherance of His gospel, His love, and in the power of His resurrection. That's what we're called to do. Let's start doing that. And we've talked many times, preached up here many times, on just how to do it. So let's do just that. Amen. With everything that was said here today, the thing to remember that this starts from putting off all these things, and by the power of what He has done and the power of His might, is, man, it starts right square within us, folks. Getting shed of that old man and those tears that are in our heart. You know, when Peter was converted, it was coming to that place where it starts with right him. He was the guilty party. And that's where that repentance started. And it's when you come to that acknowledgement that it's within you and the tears in your own heart and with your old man and all these things, it's when you come to that place, and that could be a hard process. Because when you come to that place and you become honest with yourself, man, that you yet then can grab on to that power of that gospel and the forgiveness of your sins, and you can now get shed of all that other stuff. So you get shed of all that other stuff. And He hasn't left you comfortless, man. He didn't bring you to that place just to show you, just to beat you up. No, it's that you can walk in His power and in His love. That's why it's revealed unto you. So you can yet move forward and be successful in Him. Because that's what He wants. Just as you with children, you want them to be successful, don't you? Man, we got a perfect Father that wants us to be successful in Him. So let's get shed of that nonsense. Amen? Amen. Let's sing another song. I laying it all down. I'd like to do Trading My Sorrows.